It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can't hide it, dude. It's Feel Good Friday. A little feel good music for you. No copyrights to any music you may hear this morning. Feel Good Friday with your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. Because we can. God is good, win all the time. Little Kelly Price for y'all. Just a little snap. Here you go. This is for all the relationship and the marriages that tried. Go ahead. This is for all the wives this morning. This is for all the wives this morning. Uh-huh. Listen, if it's worth it, you will work on it. Come on now. It takes two. She can't do it all by herself. It is I, your girl, the why. It's Feel Good Friday over here. Feel Good Friday. Okay. Good morning, world. Good morning, USA. Okay. Keep God in prayer and it'll be all right. Listen, good morning. Good morning. Hold on. Hold on. I just thought, you know, I woke up with that spirit this morning and I'm feeling good. It's Feel Good Friday. Listen, for all you beautiful wives out there today. Hold on. The sun gonna shine in a minute. Just hold on. Hold on. I got a little Kelly Price I want to play for you this morning, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens all over the world. Hold on. We're gonna play a little Kelly. I'm going to tell y'all why I'm playing a little Kelly Price this morning. Go ahead. It's for all the wives that's still in love with your husband, trying to fight through all the rumors. And all the pain and all the lies. Hold on. And even if it ain't, and you ain't ready to let go your marriage, baby, you ain't got to. That's your love. If y'all want to work on it, work on it. It feel good Friday this morning. It is I, your girl, the why. God is good. Win all the time. When in doubt, you pray it out. This for all the wives this morning. For real. For real, because I'm going to talk in a minute. I just want you to feel the music. See, because we need to get back to a place where marriage is marriage. You understand me? Marriage is real marriage. We got some real marriages that won't let them creatures creep on in. We're going to talk about it in a minute. Go ahead, listen to Miss Kelly Price this morning, my friend. Go ahead, Kelly. You damn right. I can't wait to elaborate on a few of the words you said to America this week. Go ahead on. Feel Good Friday with your girl, the wife, Miss Kelly Price. Miss Kelly Price.
I can't hide. I don't wanna have
y'all right now. Feel Good Friday with your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. Good morning, USA, kings and queens all over the world. Yes, I chose Miss Price for a reason this morning. How to do, okay? It is I.
Mm. Oh, my Wi-Fi just got faster.
Your girl, the Why. Now, listen here. I chose my friend, Miss Kelly Price, for a reason. Let me tell y'all something about the wives. I ain't never been no wife, but let me tell y'all something. I plan to be this type of wife. Why is it that society feel like y'all need to go after the wives instead of the side hoes? What did the wives ever do to you but be a wife? I feel like the people who are attacking the wives is a bunch of lonely, silly hoes that wish they could be a wife. How you attacking a wife because she not ready to let go her foundation? Y'all love trolling marriages and breaking up marriages. When did this become a goddamn trend? Excuse me. Forgive me. It is I, your girl, the Why. But I'm sick of hearing about it. Leave these people and their marriages alone. Listen. I understand. Y'all little peedy beedy brains can't understand that in marriages, in relationships, real ones, especially real marriages where you done built some stuff, generational wealth, you and your family doing this and that, y'all working on projects, y'all good. You're not really, listen, what type of woman would I be or any other woman to let any other woman come in and tear down what God has built for thee? Are you crazy? And you know what bothers me? What got my training bra in a bundle is y'all attacking marriages now. Y'all so miserable at home. Mad because somebody don't love you that way. Okay, so what? He had a little indiscretion with somebody. He back home now. Y'all be so upset that y'all can't break up a home. Y'all little poom-pooms didn't do nothing. So you run and run your mouth. See, fellas, it's not worth stepping out on your wife now because they gonna find out. It's this generation, baby. They don't want nobody together. See, but y'all got to be on that method. Let's work it out. Or what is it? For the last night. Don't make me start singing that song. When we went to bed. Don't make me start with that old school on y'all. Johnny Taylor, was it? Who was the I Was Just For The Sea? It was right. Will you turn your back to me? And you cover your head. Who was that? Oh, you didn't even say goodnight. Doom, 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 doom. Some people come from that era. I want to straighten it out. Do, 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 do. Baby, boom, 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 straighten it. See, y'all little young peedy weedy brains, y'all can't collect that. And that's fine with us. But don't get mad with the people that's not going to let you come in and destroy the marriage that they have built. Work hard on that marriage. Y'all leave the wives alone. They are not leaving their husbands. And guess what, ladies? I don't recommend you do for these tired, raggedy women. Some of these women can't even cook. The only thing they can do is give some brain. You know, if you're know, you know, if you don't, you don't. Okay? And now they mad because some of our fellas, some of them, and I'm not condoning them cheating because that's wrong. That's definitely shame on you. That's fucking wrong. But see, some of them know how to prioritize shit. They know you ain't nothing but a fling and my wife over here is the thing. This is the lick. This is where it's at. Okay? This is my foundation over here. She's building, you know, and having us, you know, multiply. You up here, right, we getting, right, we making money, we generational, right, generating money over here. You taking away money over there, okay? And listen, ladies, the only reason why they tell on the men is they want your life anyway. So I recommend you do like some of the stars. And y'all so mad at Miss, allegedly, word on the speech, so to speak, a little pull-up talk. Y'all so mad at Miss Tiana Taylor because she's not responding on the allegations of her husband cheating and y'all got all his receipts and evidence. So we don't care. Why y'all attacking her? Why y'all attacking the wife? You need to be attacking them hoes. Okay, won't you go? When is it cool to attack the wife? She there taking care of the kids, holding down the foundation. You understand me? When is it cool? When somebody else want her spot? Y'all need to stop being like that. Boy, baby, this generation is so negative, y'all. It is a shame. Feel Good Friday with your girl, the wife. Yeah, so I'm with Miss Kelly Price. That's why I chose her music today. I chose her music because she went and jumped on Beyonce's internet and told all y'all side chicks to stay out of her girls. Her nieces. Stay off her. All you bloggers, quit trying to attack the wife. Y'all just bloggers is just miserable folks. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Allegedly, there's miserable motherfuckers with too much time on their hands. Wish somebody loved them. Wish they had some receipts on somebody to show somebody something anytime, when, where, and how. That's how I think about it. Cause why would you go after the wife? Common sense will make you go after the side woman. So I chose Kelly Price this morning so we could defend all the wives out there today. Look at how y'all tore Marjorie up. Y'all tear Marjorie up. Okay, Steve told y'all flat I ain't going nowhere. That's my wife. Pretty eyes. Who? Okay. He didn't care if the whole goddamn staff. Okay. The help. And why wouldn't you be? Because you are. Okay. Okay, my boo is a star. You are the help. Some people just don't know what they are around here. And ain't nothing wrong with being the help. Listen, getting paid with y'all, getting paid, I would be the goddamn help too. Okay, and will. It's your word of mine. And why not? Because we can. And wouldn't mind being looked at as the help, baby. As long as I was in her prep. Pretty. See, y'all don't know when to be in people, you know, geniuses, the presence. You're supposed to, you know, be happy to be there. See, y'all feel like because y'all see this man and his wife, you know, all the time. It's a regular relationship to y'all. But with people that came from the mud, baby, such as myself, it would be a goddamn honor. I swear. Because Steve said he don't give a damn about big who, what her name is. We don't know. Hit that man been working for us for years. What name again? I don't know. Okay, I know my family name. I know my goddamn family dynamic. Yeah, honey, see, tell y'all a couple times. And I was a little upset about that because I felt like Mr. Dan Fleet. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm gonna go ahead and piggyback. Darren said, sir, which is the truth, Mr. Harper, just like the wife said, don't even comment. Just let them think what they want to think. I don't give a damn. But see, he have a good heart. Even though y'all say he have a bad heart, he still have a good heart because he wanted to explain everything so y'all could stay after his wife. But Mr. Derrick, please, that shit, you don't owe them people none. When it was COVID, your ass was hustling. Okay, when everybody was off, you was goddamn on. You was building for your family, period. Okay, so we don't, and then you done got all the way up there. So you don't really need owe nobody no. No, Darren said I wouldn't even with a comment. I would have been like Oprah. And that's an honor. That is an honor to even be, you know, considered, you know, with Oprah. Right. Darren said he would be like, allegedly, you know, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk. He said, shit, he would have been like Oprah again. I ain't said a damn word. Think what you want to think. I don't care. Okay? You're thinking against mine. Okay? All of that is your girl to mine. Why not? Because we can, y'all. Feel Good Friday. Just throwing some of the topics out there. America, we need to get together. We got other shit to be thinking about. Okay? I ain't even going to say nothing, but I'm going to talk about it at the end. We got other stuff to think about. Make sure, you know, we safe and sound up over here. Okay? We'll talk about that later. But did y'all see them? What's the awards? What was the awards? BMA, wait, hold on, because I need to make sure. Right. I need to make sure I'm saying, well, the awards, okay? Y'all seen the awards, all right? So y'all was trying to say Megan had some beef with Justin. No, he didn't. She wanted to meet up because he is one of her, you know, he one of her idols and stuff. So, she was like, no, not like that, bro. We about to meet at the after hour, at the party, allegedly. Word on the screen says they met somewhere else and shit, and she finally got to have her, you know, great meeting with the stars, you know, because he was part of NSYNC. Everybody loved NSYNC. You see how crazy Taylor Swift was when she had set the award, right? She had got that award. Mm-hmm. And NSYNC had presented her with the award, right? And she was just freaking the fuck out, right? Because that's her stars of her era, right? So, you know, people was freaking out and shit. They was like, Taylor was freaking out and everything. That's NSYNC. And so was Megan. She was like, I Chastain. We gonna meet up a little later. I see her when I see her. And everybody was like, oh no, nah, they got beef. Nah. Listen, just because we snap our fingers and probably roll our head and shake our head don't mean we got beef. It ain't necessarily beef. And if it is, it's good beef. Did y'all see how Selena Gomez looked it when they announced that Chris Brown had and was nominated for an award? She wrinkled up her face and everybody got that on the internet. Allegedly. Okay, yeah. That's what they said. Boy, they got her too. It's on every meme out there on Beyonce's internet, y'all. Okay, it is what it is. Now, look, some man, I will say Kanye's contractor is suing him because he said, he was building a house for Kanye. Kanye made him stay in the house under some bad conditions, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk. We said allegedly, right? So he's supposed to be suing him. Well, a lawyer said he has no chance in hell. So we'll bring you more on that story as it develops. It's official. Kim's going back to reality TV. Kim Zolciak. Okay, that'll be interesting. That'll be nice to see. Okay. I'm waiting on you. Beautiful. Great. Did y'all hear about the basketball player? This allegedly basketball player, Kevin Porter Jr. or somebody allegedly choked his girlfriend and he's 23 and she 28 and he choked her so hard. He squeezed something so hard. It busted a vertebrae or something like that. Allegedly. Okay, oh, that's scary. That's scary. Well, we praying for her. Make sure she get a quick recovery. Baby, that's scary. Okay, that is. Y'all got to be careful. I told y'all, mental health is serious. We talk about this all the time. We do. We talk about this all the time. Mental health is serious, y'all. Okay, so if you know a family member that's going through something, let's be a lending ear, shall we? So we don't sit back and be so quick to talk about folks. Let's, listen sometime. Be somebody's hero. The Jonases, okay, we're going to say, he's going through. They're going through divorces. They got a good united front, the family. It's just, everybody's going through. I'll give you more on that story as it develops. Now, listen, it's Feel Good Friday with your girl, the Why. And why not? Because we can, y'all. We chilling. That's what I said. I said, talk to somebody, that might need a lending ear because mental health is real. Just this week, we heard about our poor chocolate brother. Tyrese has some issues. Allegedly, and that explains everything. It shines light on certain, incidents and everything. Right. Oh, and Puffy performed at the VMAs. Is it the VMAs, the Grammy, the awards? It was beautiful with him. Oh, y'all forgive me. Puffy and I seen him and Keisha Cole. It was just beautiful. They had a lot of different eccentric looks. That's how you say that. You say the looks. Nikki was looking very beautiful. Megan and Cardi B performed Conga. Okay, I liked it. That was very beautiful, ladies. The colors. Oh my God. one kid only dream. And the hair. Did you ladies see the fucking hair? Okay, this is why I'm gonna say that I love these ladies. I love I told y'all, I love all the combination with the female rappers. I love all the collaborations. I appreciate that. That means y'all can work with each other. That means you can play well with others. Okay, then listen, everybody ain't for everybody. You understand me? And that's okay. Find you somebody that you play good with. Okay? And Megan and Cardi B play good together. Okay, Feel Good Friday with your girl, the Y. It is out. Mm-hmm. And then Ice Spice and Nicki play good together. Yeah. So we need to enforce that sisterhood. I love it. Okay? But yeah, that was beautiful. I love all you girl, you ladies' performance. It was very beautiful, very colorful, very elegant. Love the hair. I even loved What little mama name is? I paint the hair red. I don't kick it. What the Doja Cat? What the Doja saying? Yeah. She's a devil. She's a bad devil. I liked it that. It was a little different. Listen, it's your girl Divine. Listen, it is I. Feel Good Friday. Listen, some things ain't for everybody. I still like the performance. People were saying stuff. I don't understand that. Because, see, I don't understand that. You know, I rock with one God. See, I don't, you see what I'm saying? See, what I saw was something total different from what y'all saw. I saw a performer with a beautiful girl. You know, she looked a little different, but everybody's a little eccentric. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing they want to be now. They want to be, you know, different. All right? Y'all see tomato? I see tomato. It is what it is. I enjoyed everybody's performance now. It was a long performance. I'm going to tell y'all, that sucker, is all the awards that long? It's like, damn, I don't remember the awards being that long. And then now, did I fall asleep and wake back up a few times? I did. Okay, because, you know, right. But still, I'm glad I caught all the highlights, okay? Right, we had Salsa Santana, right. We had him and we had our beautiful one, what was her name? What was her name? Come on now. You know, the duo, because they finna have a show together. Him and, the city, Creesha, right, him and Creesha, she had a beautiful outfit. You see that? It was something different. Everybody should, if ain't for everybody. Now, see me, I probably would have been in something, you know, right. I thought what nigga had on was beautiful. I also thought what Carly had on was beautiful. Me being like from old school, you know, I probably would have had on some chandelier shit. You understand what I'm talking about? Kiki, it is that. You heard about it. Oh, Feel Good Friday. Right. Listen, wait a minute. Let's get into it. We might as well get into the big stories all of the week. And then we was talking about before I left off last, I was on Mr. Blueface and Miss Krishan Rock, right? And I was all in it like, you know, Krishan need to be careful. We love her, you know, because Blueface done made threats about he's going to come get the baby. Well, allegedly, last where we left off, they said, word on the street, so to speak, rumors, a little pillow talk, allegedly, that the child protective custody folks was at this man's house. And I was like, oh, my God. Hell, you can't take nobody from nobody if you got to get your shit together. Or was they at the house, you know, looking at the conditions, seeing if, you know, because he made those certain threats, seeing if he could, you know, really handle that. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful. You got to watch what you do in this Hollywood thing. Yeah. That was another big hot topic of the week. Uh-huh. No. The real couple of hot topics I know for sure was Mr. Harvey, and he shut that down. Because I seen the strawberry letter on every flip of the Beyonce's internet. And then we had Blueface and Krishan. Okay? Baby, they were shutting it down. Right. Right. Those were the stories. Oh, and the other stories were, right, the BMAs. Right. That was the stories, too. Right. Uh-huh. Everybody was talking about the outfits and Incense 10-year reunion. Well, they reunited after 10 years on stage. And people want them to do some. No pressure, but they loved it, y'all. Y'all was the best guy band ever. Everybody loved y'all. Oh, and the other big thing was Kylie and her little boo kissing all over the place. Okay, that was another right big thing. And y'all seen I said about the Jonas's. Uh-huh. Oh, and let's not forget about Lionel. Lionel was upset. Oh, okay, wait a minute. One more thing. Okay, Beyonce was all on this Beyonce internet. She was all over with the Renaissance concert. We was just wheeling off that, right. And then Lionel was upset about Miss Diana Ross. Okay, you know how he been inviting. Now, take your time, baby. Take your time. Don't be mean about it. And then our other little 70s couple got in trouble because they tried to, they friend. a character record, a character letter to the judge for him after he's been sentenced for raping two women, and he got 30 years to life. Mm-hmm. So they got some flag about that. Right. It's been a lot going on, honey. It has been a lot going on this week. And yeah, Ms. Zosiak, she has been keeping it relevant, okay, this week. Oh, and our brother, our chocolate brother Tyrese came on out. And taught us about everybody, and we mean everybody, can suffer from mental health. And we talked about Kevin Costner, and he won his divorce. Yay, Casey. Okay, she don't care. She getting paid them at $63K a month. Okay, who can live off that? I will just be so happy with that. Thank you, sir. Okay, we talked about Al Pacino. His girlfriend files for child custody. That's just to take care, you know, if anything, you know, happens to him. Right. She'll be able, her son or daughter will, you know, be financially taken care of, you know, for the rest of his or her life. You know, you got to get into that. Right. Oh, we was talking about Pete Davidson allegedly mad at PETA that made a, and this was wrong, made a Halloween costume of him mocking him, and he has mental health allegedly as well. So you never supposed to do that allegedly. Maybe they'll come out and make a statement, you know, explaining right. What went on with that? What's going on with that? Oh, we was talking about Drake's bra collection. Ooh, Drake's bra collection. But was we did we ever get into talking about how we might in about a year maybe or so might be at war with other countries? We might have to get it together, y'all. Have y'all noticed that things are being raised? The gas has already rose. Food prices has doubled, actually tripled in some grocery stores. Just take a look. We're going to be talking about this on other days, not on our Feel Good Friday, because, hell, we want to feel good today. Okay, right. We don't really want to talk about real stuff, and I understand that, but I also want to keep y'all aware on what's going on around the world. You know, we got wars everywhere. We got Africa saying you're going to pay us for, you know, taking our minerals and our oils allegedly and everything. Baby, they're not playing, okay? They shutting it down, all right? If you want their shit anymore, you're going to have to pay for it. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying to Europe and the West. And I guess we're the West, right? Okay. Well, I'm going to keep more on that story as it develops, okay? Because you know me, I love to stay informative. I hate to have shit as a surprise. You know, we wake up one morning, a surprise, we at war. You see what I mean? We got to be careful. And let's hurry up and vote. And they doing a lot of stuff. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it on Monday. Okay, positive Monday, but positive Monday going to turn into informational Monday. Because there's some things, family, company, squad, I love y'all, we need to know. All right, any birthdays out there today, happy birthday to you. Have fun, okay? Take your time. Let's see, what y'all want to hear? Alexa, play Anthony Hamilton. You know, let's just juice it up, you know. Yeah, shuffle it. Yeah, I love her, you know. Let's just shuffle it. You know, because I'm feeling like, you know, we're family. And tomorrow is Saturday, is Feel Good. Is Family Saturday, right? You got to go chill, you know, with your family. Listen, by the way, speaking of family, all right, I would like to say congratulations to my cousin, okay, Junior. All right, him and his beautiful wife is tying the knot today. This is the perfect time to say congratulations. And listen, everybody have a rough patch, baby. Everybody, you're only human. We don't care about that. It's how you come out of that. You come out of that winning if you stick together as a family, baby. That's the problem. People just want people to break up for no reason. Stay together. It's better together, okay? I know I preach that. I know I say it's harder with one. I know I thought I said that, okay? I don't know what type of narrative you ladies are pushing these days, but baby, okay, I would love to get married to someone that I know take marriage seriously. I couldn't marry no young people because, see, you're not ready. You guys are not ready for marriage, some of you, okay? Some of you don't know what it means. You got to work on marriage, baby. Marriage is hard. Marriage is not easy. And it, shit, I wouldn't want it if it was. Why is it so easy? What you doing? You see what I'm saying? Okay, it's your girl, the wife. Listen, any anniversaries, happy anniversary. But like I said, congratulations to my cousin and his beautiful wife. All right, I can't wait till y'all first year anniversary. I'll be there. Okay, my sister's there to party with the family. Y'all know I hate when everybody go back home and I don't get to go. Yeah, girl, we will talk about that in a minute. Baby, I told y'all about my little pinky hand spoiled. We don't even want to talk about it. Listen here. Happy anniversary to any anniversaries today. Love your woman. Keep your marriage. Work on your marriage. You go out there and the streets, them girls ain't got nothing for you. They ain't got nothing for you. You better love the one you with. Love the one you know that's doing for you and really doing for you and not for somebody else. Y'all got to be careful out here. People are doing some things these days. They moving different. You understand me? Right. I love y'all. Enjoy your beautiful Friday. Yeah, this feel good Friday. I challenge you today to do anything you want to do to make you feel good. Yeah, go look at them. Go look at them outfits. I'm telling you, they some different outfits. Some of them are cute. That they're eccentric. That they, my God, we didn't even get to see our beautiful girl Snooki's outfit because Snooki said, and I quote, "They knew what they were doing when they invited her." And she took a beautiful floor picture. I mean, it was the first of its kind. I'm not even going to take that away from her. It was the first of its kind. Y'all listen, y'all got to understand, that's her character. She don't speak for all women. And y'all shouldn't put that burden on her. That's not fair, and y'all know that. This is for entertainment, and y'all know that. In her other life, that woman is a mother, and she takes care of her children. Really, this is just pure entertainment. And no, this does not kill all motherhood like Mama D said. Oh, look at her. She's worrying about how a young person is being portrayed. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Miss Retired Pimp. I cannot wait to see that Love and Hip Hop. Is it Love and Hip Hop? It's on MTV, I believe. Mm-hmm. It comes on Monday nights. Uh-huh. Her and Snooki finally gonna be able to exchange words, so to speak. Okay. Allegedly. A little pillow talk. Rumors, so to speak. And I can't wait, because it's not fair. Stay in your lane. Everybody know this is for entertainment purposes only, okay? Just like her character is for entertainment purposes only. We know when the camera goes off, you are actually a grandmother. Hopefully, we would want to believe that. Hopefully, we would want to believe that. And you have your man and you have another life. But then when the cameras come back on, bing, you switch it. You're that character. Everybody has a character in life, whether you want to believe you do or not. Yeah, you getting your ass up, going to work every day, you're being another character. Yeah. Because, see, you're somebody different from you, right, from when you at work, when you're at home. And at home, you're more relaxed. You're your government name. You see what I'm saying? Right. Well, at home, you're your nickname. Right. But when you're at work, you're your government name. Okay. You got to play nice. You got to be their friend. You acting. Everybody, so to speak, is a goddamn entertainment. Right. Whether you want to believe it or not, everybody got a little entertainment in them. Especially if you don't went to work for several years. Baby, you an actress. You are definitely a fucking entertainer. You understand me? Oh, you can love again, ladies. Take your time. Marriages, y'all put this together. Just don't leave on the first sign of trouble. You understand me? Ain't nothing easy. Take your time. Right. Take your time. Any anniversaries out here? Right. And then some, oh, Lord, these blocks is something else. Do what you need to do to keep your sanity. That's all what I need to say on marriages, because my sister ate me up this morning. She was like, "You ain't never been married. How can you tell somebody about marriage?" I ain't trying to tell nobody about marriage. I'm just trying to say about me. I feel like I would take marriage seriously. That's why I said marriage ain't for me, because I don't feel like I'll ever find my equal, my person that value. When they say life and death, sir, ma'am, you stuck. Yes, sir, truck, you stuck. You understand me? I have to have that same agreement with the person. and this generation is not allowing us. We even have our older seasonal kings up here acting like they tight skins, acting like they got choices. Okay, as soon as you hurt yourself, you wind up in a convalescent home because you ain't got no family or nobody, and that young girl done left you. And then you got to rehabilitate yourself back and get yourself back together. It's a sad story, y'all. It's a different thing out here in these streets. I'm telling you, I know. I done seen some things in my time. I love you, okay? It's Feel Good Friday with your girl, the Why and Why Not. Because we can work on it if you can. If you can't, take your time. You know what I'm saying? Don't be so quick. Some people just got to have, you know, take your time. You know what I'm saying? And see if this is what you really want to do. Sometimes we got to, you know, take our time with each other. Yeah. Anyhow, congratulations to anybody doing anything beautiful today. Okay, it's Feel Good Friday. It is I, your girl, the Why. We finna play a little music. We already did. This for the couples and the lovers that's going through. Think about it. Think about before you leave your equal. Don't let that side person put nothing in your ear. You know what you built from the ground and got right now. She helped you get. Are they going to be so quick? I don't think so. Hold on now. Because, see, women, we sensitive. We still thinking about it. Take your time. This to the lovers that's going through something. Take your time. Don't make no hasty decisions. You understand me? Sometimes we got to sit back and just let it sink in and, you know, write that list. If he done more good, all right, than bad, you might want to keep his ass. Okay. It is our perfect place. Your girl, the Why. Okay, it's Feel Good Friday. I'm turning off my, little Alexa down and everything, okay? Because she blasted, you know. She done blasted and everything. I love y'all. I just came back on to see how everybody doing today, to tell you how much I appreciate you giving me some of your time. I know without you, there'll be no me. For real. Without you, there's no me. And I want to say I appreciate you supporting me. I thank you. I got to get up right now, y'all, as soon as I finish here, okay? And, you know, ain't nothing wrong with doing your platforms. It's really not. Sometimes we got to do what we got to do to get where we got to go. You know, it's stepping stones, like they said. It's levels to this. And it really is, okay? I love y'all. Take y'all time. Enjoy the day. And live in the moment. You understand me? Do some of y'all understand that? Live in the moment. Live in the now. Enjoy that. Enjoy everything you got going on today. Okay? Take your time with it. Especially if it's your birthday. Yeah, I just realized that. And I can't wait. Y'all know normally I tell y'all I hate when it's my birthday. I can't wait. This year gonna be a good year. All right, let's play one more and get on out of here. I love y'all, and thank you. Hey, no copyrights to any music you might hear. Say,
ooh, this is getting personal, personal, personal. Let's stay for a while and play. Girl, let's make this a moment. Oh.
Songs I play at my damn wedding. Congratulations, cousin, once again. Yeah. Went on and took that plunge. That's all right. That's beautiful. That, you know what? That you went on and made your family a union that certifies everything, that pulls everything together. That's beautiful. Right in front of God, family, and everybody. And grandma is
just
mm. Grandma looking down. She happy. She happy. Finally, she said. That girl went on to say, hey, it's your girl. Why not? Because we can. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for being here with me. It's Feel Good Friday all over the world. It's Feel Good Friday, y'all. Hey, I challenge you to do whatever you want to do today to make you feel good. You deserve it, baby. You made that happen. All right.
Give you the best of me.
Hey, that's all right. Dance. Show out today, cousin. Show out today. Go on, dance in front of all your haters' face. Hey, hey, hey. Feel Good Friday. It is I, your girl, the Y. We got a lot to talk about next week, boy. Business as usual. I got a lot going on. I would like to share. Hey, show out today, family. Hey, ain't she looking too? Hey, she dancing too. All right, it is I, your girl, the Y. Feel Good Friday. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Like I said, I appreciate y'all giving me your time. Without you, it'll definitely be no me. Peace and love, y'all. Mwah. Like I said, Auntie finna be smiling, looking down, laughing. All our beautiful heavenly people up there, our heavenly family up there, trust and believe they celebrating with you. All right. Peace and love, y'all. Mwah. I'm gone.